Today on the podcast, we are talking about banana ice cream. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm a Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I'm learning about and teaching about in my everyday life so we can all find a little more balance and bliss and confidence. Thanks so much for being a part of this community. If you enjoy the podcast, please feel free to subscribe, to leave a review on iTunes, or definitely share with a friend. Thank you. So we're going to talk today about banana ice cream because I have been playing with it a lot in my kitchen and have been posting about it and people have been asking about it. So here we go. It's a really interesting one when you get into like desserts and like quote unquote healthy desserts, because as soon as you say just have fruit instead of sugar, people start hating on you. So I don't want to like say that. I don't want to say that, you know, this is going to replace any brownie that you ever could want and that sugar is completely evil and we should all never eat it again. I mean, I make cookies with sugar every once in a while, but I will say when it comes to the everyday kind of dessert, because I do love a little bit of something sweet after dinner. I do try to stick with something fruit and something that's fruit sweetened. Just because in general, when you're eating something that's fruit sweetened, it's going to be less sweet than anything you would otherwise buy or purchase. And that's kind of how I go about any sort of sweetening that I do. I like to home sweeten rather than buy sweetened. So like buying plain yogurt and adding your own honey, there's basically no way you're going to add as much honey as they as much sugar that they would have in it. Same deal. We buy a very lovely coconut ice cream called Coconut Bliss, but they've recently stopped selling it at our local Whole Foods, like super tier, except that it has opened up this new world of banana ice cream for us. And I'm actually really happy now because we're definitely getting less sugar than we were in that other ice cream. So I wanted to talk with you about the banana ice cream trend. It was pretty big about 2-3 years ago. But in case you missed it, in case you're still like, should I do this? I'm going to tell you that you should. And here's why. It is very simple, very cheap, super healthy, comparatively, relatively, and delicious. So banana ice cream, it is this simple. Take a banana, freeze it, and then blend it. That's really it. But if you want to be fancy, which sometimes we do, you can also mix things into it and it tastes absolutely delightful. So some of our favorites have been mixing up the frozen banana with a couple tablespoons of coconut flakes and a little bit of salt. Recently, Sean, my fiance, did it with frozen banana with coconut flakes and about half of a mango, and that was absolutely delightful. He also ended up freezing. He made a bunch of it and froze it. So he had kind of this, it was a little icy, so it wasn't as smooth as it is when you make it fresh, but he froze it for, you know, to eat throughout the week and was super lovely. You can mix in chocolate chips. You can mix in cocoa powder. You could mix in peanut butter. All is delightful. So all you need is a good blender or food processor. Depending on how good your blender or food processor is, you can cut the banana into smaller chunks. So I'll cut it into slices before I freeze it. If you have like a super high powered blender, like a Vitamix, you probably could do just, you know, have the banana cut in half before you freeze it or even have it whole. But I just like to make it easy on my poor blenders because I work them really hard with all of our nut butters. So I like to slice up the bananas, freeze them in a plastic bag. Sometimes I'll just eat the frozen bananas, but if we're feeling fancy, we put them in the blender and blend them on up. And it is just delightful. It is simple and easy and just makes for a really good after dinner dessert. So I highly recommend you try the banana ice cream trend. I should give you a full actual recipe, and I apologize that I've been jumping a little bit all over the place on this, but I get really excited about the banana. So if you were like, what should I put in this? How should I do the right ratios? I'll usually do like one frozen banana with about 2 tablespoons of coconut flakes. So maybe like half a mango, if that's what you're going to add in there, a little sprinkle of salt, and you're good to go. There's really no way to really mess it up as long as your bananas are frozen and you don't mix it way, way, way too long so that everything melts. And it's just smooth and simple and sweet and delightful. And I think you're going to really love it. I would love to see all of your banana and ice cream creations. Please tag me over on Instagram. I'm at BE Happy Healthy Human, or come send me a message. Check it out at BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. Sending you lots of love and light on this Thursday. Thank you so much for being a part of the community, and that light in me very humbly bows to the same light in each one of you. Namaste.